Great to have Matty Burke in the studio. G'day, Burkey.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you coping with the school holidays?
Yeah, we're going okay. I've got four kids. The big two sort of look after themselves. They can go out and do. My little two are sitting outside the studio right now. I lost the babysitter this morning and Kate's off, but we've done golf, we've done putt-putt, we've done swimming, we've done beach, we've done everything.
So. Well, I laugh because TK's into me because I follow Sally Fitzgibbons and you say I'm stalking her, but I'm also stalking you. And I saw you had the four of them in the golf swing and I laughed because I thought, there's Burkey looking after the kids. Where does he take them?
The golf course.
The golf range. You've got it sussed.
The thing about it was we were going to play putt-putt and I was going to leave those three to play putt-putt and me have a hit. And there was about 4,000 kids there, so we went and had a hit on the range.
Funny how we all do that with our kids, isn't it? Good. Yeah. They just happen to like the things that we tend to like.
Dad's like, exactly right.
Yeah, I said we were going to the zoo one day and I took them to the racetrack.
They saw animals.
They were animals there.
Exactly right.
I said, geez, Dad, a lot of people cheer loudly when they get near that winning post thing.
Fantastic.
Well, everyone looks like a monkey walking out because they're dragging there.
I dropped a monkey at the track that day. I know that, mate. Geez, rugby. Quiet.
Yeah.
Silence has been a bit deafening
this
week regarding who's going and, yeah, the only people who are going to get wealthy out of this is going to be the lawyers again because it's become a legal argument now, hasn't it, with the Western Force on the outer, the Melbourne Rebels on the outer, and now it's lawyers with the Australian Rugby Union at 10 paces.
They are. Exactly right. They're 10 paces. And I think as we keep on saying, we keep on reiterating about the look that it's giving the union, and it's struggling at the moment. This should have been cleaned up, ages ago. And obviously, with it ongoing, the people that you feel for now are the players. You know, these guys are trying to put their faith in the Australian Rugby Union to say, hey, I want to stay in Australia and play for Australia in Australia. I can just see a mass exodus coming on now as well and saying, hey, why don't I go overseas? I may not play for Australia. Mm. I can pick up a double the coin over in the UK playing at a club that I may not even get a start in the starting 15. So I wouldn't be surprised if we saw some guys shoot off overseas, play in Europe.
Mm. Yeah, well, it happens, doesn't it? That's why we changed the rules. That's why the Kiwis changed the rules. But
Correct.
Now you even got a bloke who was critical of the ARU, Scott Fardy. Well, he's going overseas anyway.
Yeah.
At the end of the year.
I thought it was a pretty good call from him, wasn't it? I mean,
the faceless men in suits.
The senior player sort of standing up and saying, hey, you know, where are we on this? And I think that's where it is at the moment. Everyone's lost at the moment and people are making decisions, and it's sort of had that political tone about it, didn't it? That, you know, we don't know who these people are.
And Burkey, there's an article in The Australian here saying that the two ex-South African teams will be looking at the Pro 12 in Europe.
Yeah. I mean that's the thing about South Africa is they're on that same time zone, so they can go straight up. And there was talk
years ago. There's TV relevance there.
Correct. Yeah. That's exactly right. So a lot of their money comes through from selling it off Super Rugby to the North. Yeah. And there was talk years ago when we renegotiated our collective bargaining agreements and the broadcast deals that maybe South Africa, and they were holding us to ransom as well, would go North and play their stronger teams with that European stuff because there is that relevance. And rugby is you've got to understand, rugby in South Africa is a different culture. It is the be all and end all. Mm. As you know, cricket is obviously through summer. Soccer is as well as in football, but rugby is massive, and they can go north. They've got that ability.
Well, riddle me this though, right? It's my belief the Curry Cup in South Africa is more popular than Super Rugby.
Correct. And that's
that's a problem.
That's
isn't
the
it?
Tribalism as well.
Yeah. So that's a problem, isn't it?
That's the history.
I mean, we'd love
it.
Say Shoot Shield to be more popular here than our national comp to be more popular than our Super Rugby, but that's not the case, is
that,
it?
Correct. That Curry Cup sits in between the Test matches, Super Rugby, and just after. So that sort of picks up the slack. And that's what the NRC or the ARC tried to do in trying to gain that relevance, if that's the word. But certainly in South Africa, put the boots away for Super Rugby, and Curry Cup comes
big
up,
crowds.
And massive crowds. Like, a high-velt game between the two sort of, top and the high velt teams. I can't get it out now. Who are they? that's how much relevance they've got, I suppose, at the moment. Up in Pretoria and Johannesburg, two teams up there. Mm. Massive games. Full out, fill out Ellis Park and Loftus Versfield.
Mm. Yeah, and that's the problem with Australia, isn't it? When we talk about grassroots and increasing numbers playing rugby, and the competition between codes,
correct.
There is a lack of relevance within the market because well, not lack of relevance, but the fact is it's so competitive here.
So competitive, absolutely.
And, you know, so it's a tough ask, but hopefully rugby does get the roots out there a little bit more. Mate, let's have a look. We had the Reds get up over the Kings. The Rebels got up over the Brumbies, and the Brumbies now at 6.25 take on the Hurricanes. $1.12.
I think $1.12 is just too good, isn't it? The Hurricanes are just flying at the moment. They've got people and players to burn at the moment, and I think that's the great thing about what they're showing at the moment. Great football being played.
Doesn't say much about the Kings, does it? When they're $11 and the Waratahs are $1.04. Now the Waratahs have only won two games.
Yeah,
And rested up, aren't they? They had the bye, so
they've had the bye, and it should be a lay down mazair for these guys. Kings will come at them, but I think the Waratahs should be too strong.
Israel's back at fullback.
Yep.
Obviously, they'll try not to kick to him. And you still like him at centre better than fullback?
He just gets his hand on the ball a bit earlier. That's the thing, you know. And I would have liked to have seen him get more of a combination with Foley at that 10 role, that 10-13, where he can just say, pass it to me and I'll have a go. But the thing about it is that they'll put pressure on the Kings, and the Kings will have to kick the ball, which means he then gets a chance to run it back. So that's his counter-attack ability. Okay. So
and the Kings are being told they're out next season. Yeah, so they're danger teams now, aren't they? Because they'll just throw everything at it.
They're danger on the town.
They're the casino.
mate, if you've got told you've got you've been told you've got result, you're down here in Sydney.
They've been at the casino all week.
You're an $11 chance against the Waratahs.
You're filling your boots, aren't you? Off the paddock.
You're filling your boots.
You're filling your boots.
Exactly your right. All right, the Lions, $1.13, $6.
Yeah,
the Jaguars.
The Lions for that one there. Yes, Lions. Too good.
Highlanders, too good.
Yeah, Highlanders. Sunwolves, $34. But yeah, the Sunwolves are always going to be competitive. That's the great part about it. But I don't think they'll get up for that one.
So can you, TV wise, mate, how much do the Sunwolves generate revenue, you know, having that contract in Japan, significant?
Pardon me, how much traction? Exactly right. I think there is. There's great support. We saw through that We saw through that World Cup.
So money-wise, it makes sense to have them in the comp.
It does indeed.
Okay.
Massive support.
Right. Exactly. I can cop that.
Mm. Yeah.
Crusaders too good over the Stormers.
Yeah, they'll get up easy. And then look for their Force and the Chiefs. Chiefs coming back from their sort of, you know, South African trip. Force will go okay. They'll be competitive, but the Chiefs are just too slick, and they've got players to be able to, you know, slot in and out. And that's the beauty of that New Zealand conference. They have, even if they travel to South Africa, they have players to jump in and jump out who are just as good, if not just under that bar. So, they'll be too good.
Yeah. And you like the Cheetahs, mate, at $2.95 over the Bulls.
That's your upset.
That's that high veld one as well, and anything can happen up there. Those games are actually very good to watch. They're physical, they're frantic, and it could be a little sneak for Cheetahs.
Okay, so there you're upset at $2.95 for the weekend, and the Rebels, they're playing for, well,
I don't know what they're playing for at the moment.
To starve off oblivion.
Yeah,
they're $6, but you like the Sharks at $1.
Sharks too good, too strong up front. I think it is. The Rebels showed incredible heart last week. You know, just that under adversity type number, I kicked him in the guts as well to say see you later.
Well, they only scored one try to three.
I know,
and they got the cash.
That's the one, you know, and you got to score points how they come, and they got that kick in the end from Hodge, so it was great.
You're conservative this week. Normally you go a big
why don't we have a dash at the
Sunwolves.
Well, the Kings could be a run. They could be flying high. You never know.
All right, Berkey, great to see you, mate.
Good on you, boys.